Asra Nomani, who's the vice president for strategy and investigations at Parents Defending Education, also a Fairfax County and Thomas Jefferson High School parent. Hello, Asra.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, Vince. I have the best birthday present for you. Happy
Lay it
birthday.
On me. Thank you very much, Asra. Tell us what's happened
Happy
today.
Happy birthday. I am literally driving on Braddock Road, and I'm going to our famous Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology to celebrate with parents. Because, Vince, I want you and your listeners to know we won today. Judge Claude Hilton just came out with his ruling that Fairfax County Public Schools indeed did discriminate against Asians with its ridiculous race-based new admissions process to TJ, and he told them they've got to cut it out, stop it right now, that they are pretending to do something good and they're doing something discriminatory and racist.
The judge,
we did it. We won.
The judge here, Claude Hilton, U.S. District Judge Claude Hilton, not holding back at all, going after the Fairfax County School Board here, saying in his ruling, quote, the discussion of admissions changes was infected with talk of racial balancing from its inception. Additionally, saying that it is crystal clear that race was center of mind as Fairfax County changed the admissions process. He noted that the death of George Floyd in May of 2020 prompted calls for racial justice in the country. He also said the Virginia General Assembly and the Department of Education were pushing for schools exactly like TJ, the governor's schools in Virginia, to develop plans to, quote, address the lack of Black and Hispanic students. Quote, throughout this process, board members and high-level Fairfax County Public Schools officials expressed their desire to remake TJ admissions because they were dissatisfied with the racial composition of the school. The judge here laying out a very clear case, Asra, that this was racial discrimination.
Absolutely. This is such vindication. I literally, as I'm speaking to you, just turned left past this beautiful statue. I can see the dome in front of me. And I've come into this entrance so many times. This was the realization of so many immigrant families' dreams when their kids got entrance here. And then the school board told us all of a sudden we were toxic, right? They told us that we were the problem, that we were even racist. And we, the Asian and immigrant families of Fairfax County, Virginia, we fought back. And I just want everybody to, I thank you, Vince. I thank Larry. I thank WMAL, all your listeners, because you've been with us from day one. Right here, we stood on the sidewalk and we protested. Moms and dads from China, from India, from Romania, from around the world. And we prevailed. And guess what? This should cause everybody to be so angry. Guess what? John Foster, legal counsel, he says that he is going to appeal. Your taxpayer dollars are going to go for a case where the writing is on the wall. They will lose because you know we'll take this to the Supreme Court and Fairfax County will lose. And just like masks, they have so much hubris and arrogance. Like, I want everyone, please, everyone, call the Board of Supervisors and tell them you don't want your taxpayer money wasted on these kind of legal fees for frivolous defenses that are all about ego now, because we won for the kids.
Yeah, it is. It's just really amazing. You know, the Thomas Jefferson School of Science and Technology, it bears repeating, is the number one, has been the number one high school in the entire country, according to U.S. News and World Report, for many years running. And Fairfax County officials decided in the interest of racial discrimination that they would scrap the admissions process that was involved, meaning they would scrap the standardized test component to the admissions process because they believed it was unfair to test the acumen of the high-performing students who were getting into Thomas Jefferson. And instead, they decided that they would make it a lottery system where they set aside equal number of slots for each of the middle schools in the county rather than having the merit-based system that TJ had in the first place. So, Asra, based on your understanding today, does this mean that TJ needs to reinstitute the merit-based system?
Yep, that's what the judge said. He said unequivocally that they cannot continue. They have to stop. And I just pulled up next to my friend Julia McCaskill, and I just want her to say hello. I made her turn you down because she was listening to us. All right, Julia, say hello.
Hello, Vince.
Hi, Julia.
I want you guys just to hear her voice. Yes, happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday. happy birthday then.
All right, enough with the birthday stuff. This is totally irrelevant to this story, but thank you very much.
It's about love. It's about love and family, because I wanted you to hear Julia's voice, because I'll never forget the day. I'll never forget the day that in the fall of 2020, Julia had never done a media interview in her life, and she contacted you guys, and you put her on air. She was so nervous. Her voice was trembling. And here she is now. She's in the parking lot here with me for our impromptu press conference, because that's how we do things.
We're Azra, Azra, I got to say, you know, and to Julia as well, but Azra, you've just notched in this last year, it's been kind of amazing. You've notched all these victories where you're constantly getting all this information out about what's actually happening behind closed doors. These school boards, especially Fairfax County in your case, facing scrutiny that they've never faced before, where the inner workings, how the sausage is made, is being revealed to the public.
Right.
And meanwhile, what's happened is that the parents have been totally energized and supported by fact finders like yourself, who get the information out there that demonstrate, okay, wait a second. We've got school boards, including in Fairfax County, who've decided that racial prejudice should rule the day, in both in the admission of students to schools and the way that the kids are taught. And then additionally, the craziness of all the COVID policies. And so then what happens? Well, we see the election this past year, as voters in Virginia say, it's enough. And that doesn't happen unless parents like you are exposing what's really going on inside the school system.
And it's parents like us, it's the community. And, you know, I just want to inspire everyone with what the words that really guide me, which is that Paulo Coelho wrote this book called The Alchemist. And then he wrote that when you were following your heart, and when you're doing your heart's work, the universe conspires to help you. And that's exactly what's happening right now for the parents, not only here, but in San Francisco and the country, because we are following our heart's work, and we're winning, and we're going to keep winning.
Well,
we are winners.
You got me energized, Azra. Thank you very much. Firing me up going into the weekend.
I love you.
It is a good birthday gift from Azra Nomani. Thank you, Azra. All right.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.